KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's sunny and 73 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be another sunny, hot, and humid day today with a high around 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. The Atlantic City Council will hold its regularly scheduled meeting this evening at City Hall beginning at 5:30. And during the meeting, the Council will take action with regard to the 2013 Bull Creek Storm Sewer Improvement Project, including the final plans and specifications, the setting of a bid date and public hearing for August 7th, and the adoption of a resolution authorizing bids for the project. The Council will also hold the second reading of an ordinance pertaining to the stormwater utility fee. City Administrator Doug Harris reported during the Council's last meeting on June 26th that if approved, the ESU rate would increase from $2.50 to $2.85 per month for residential and non-residential properties. The fees have not been increased since the establishment of the utility in 2003. And the Atlantic City Council is expected to set August 7th as the date for a public hearing on an industrial tax exemption request from Iron Specialties. The Council opted to take no action on the matter during their last meeting because the application was incomplete at that time, and an opinion from the city attorney indicated that since the property had previously received a tax abatement, it would not qualify for an industrial tax exemption. In other business, the Council will likely act this evening on authorizing the mayor to sign an airport planning and zoning agreement between the city and the Department of Transportation. News time is 8:06.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Elsewhere in area news, the 2013 East Pottawatomie County Fair is set to begin today in Avoca. The fair runs through Sunday and, as always, will feature the activities of area 4-H'ers and entertainment for persons of all ages. Judging for the Queen Contest began on Monday and concludes tomorrow evening at 6 with the coronation. Four young ladies are vying for the title of Fair Queen: 16-year-old Jessica Butcher of Avoca, 17-year-old Sophie Koch of Hancock, and 16-year-old Hannah Constable of Shelby. Now, those teens will be juniors at AHST this fall. Another contestant is 18-year-old Brianna Kixmiller of Walnut, who will be a senior this fall at the Atlantic High School. The same evening, the new event debuts at the fair, and it's a family fun night featuring carnival games, inflatables, face painting, and temporary tattoo artist, and prizes for kids, and that's on Thursday. On the schedule for Friday night is the Texaco Country Showdown, a national touring country music talent search, and that'll be followed by the figure eight races and a demolition derby. The East Pott County Fair concludes a livestock auction next Monday. For more on the fair, you can go to PottawatomieCountyFair.com or visit their Facebook page. Council Bluffs, meanwhile, is preparing for 25,000 visitors as Rag Bri begins this weekend. The Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa brings bicyclists from around the world, and they'll start the west to east trek in Council Bluffs this year. Kathy Fiscus with the Council Bluffs Convention and Visitors Bureau said 20 committees have been working on Rag Bri preparations for several months, with public safety as a top priority.
And that means examining the route to make sure the streets are in good shape, to consider where directional signage should go so that semi-truck traffic and RVs and campers and bicycles don't tangle up and create a mishap.
Fisco says it's an honor for Council Bluffs to be the first host city for this year's big cycling event.
It's a way to show not only Iowans, but the world, our beautiful city. This year, the tire dip is at the Tom Hannafin River's Edge Park, and the exit route this year will go through Council Bluffs, so the riders will see our beautiful Bayless Park, our historic 100 block of Broadway, for example.
Council Bluffs hosted RAGBRAI in 2009 and was designated then as City of the Year. Fiske said 15,000 bicyclists are expected to leave Council Bluffs Sunday morning for the start of the week-long RAGBRAI. Riders will also pass through Harlan, Perry, Des Moines, Knoxville, Oskaloosa, and Fairfield along the route. RAGBRAI ends on July 27th in Fort Madison. And the Iowa Lottery reports a woman from Cass County is the latest big instant scratch game winner in the county during fiscal year 2013. Kristen Karstens of Messina won $50,000 in the Super Crossword game with a ticket purchased at the 21st Century Co-op C-Store in Messina. Fiscal year 2013 ended June 30th, of course, and the lottery released a review of its top prize winners for the year last Friday. Officials say Tamara Wiley of Lewis was the county's latest and biggest lotto winner during the year, winning $40,000 in the Powerball game with a ticket purchased at an Atlantic Casey store. Even with all those winners, there are lottery prizes that expire without being claimed every year in Iowa. Lottery officials remind players to double-check their tickets for any prizes they may have won. In fiscal year 2013, more than $1.3 million in prizes expired without being claimed in Iowa lotto games. Prize money left unclaimed after redemption deadlines goes into the lottery's prize pools for future games and promotions. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say an Iowa State Trooper's cruiser collided with another vehicle as the trooper headed to the scene of an accident involving a fellow trooper. The Iowa State Patrol said the first accident occurred around 12:15 p.m. Tuesday on an Interstate 80 median near Iowa City. Trooper Cody Kemmerer was using a radar device when another vehicle struck his cruiser. Kemmerer was treated at a nearby hospital and released. The driver of the vehicle that struck the cruiser was charged with drunken and reckless driving. In the other accident, the patrol says Trooper Paul Nowak's cruiser was struck in Cedar Rapids by another vehicle, even though the cruiser's emergency lights and siren were being used. Neither driver was injured, and no citations were issued. And Governor Terry Branstad is going to sign an education policy bill for the second time. Branstad has scheduled a reenactment of the original bill signing for Thursday. Spokesman Tim Albrecht says the event is being held at the request of an organization that advocates for families that homeschool their children. The education legislation approved by the legislature in May will provide more basic school funding for the next two academic years, as well as offer money to districts that adopt a program to raise minimum teacher pay and offer leadership incentives. The legislation also lifts some restrictions on homeschooling in Iowa. Albrecht says the governor will sometimes reenact a bill signing at the request of individuals or certain groups. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the Republican-controlled House plans to vote today to delay the health care laws, individual and employer mandates. The Obama administration recently announced a one-year delay in requiring businesses with 50 or more employees to provide health coverage for their workers or pay a penalty. The House legislation isn't expected to get far in the Democratic-controlled census. The Commerce Department says U.S. builders started work on fewer homes and apartments in June, though the slowdown wasn't enough to suggest the housing recovery is faltering. Developers began construction at a seasonally adjusted rate of 836,000 homes in June. That's an annual rate and down nearly 10% below May's total, which was revised higher. Most of the drop occurred in apartment building. Cuba says military equipment found buried under sacks of sugar on a North Korean ship seized by Panama is an obsolete weaponry from the mid-20th century that Cuba had sent out to be repaired. Cuba said the vessel was headed for North Korea. Panamanian authorities say it could take a week to search the ship, and they've asked for help from U.N. inspectors. North Korea is barred by the UN, UN sanctions from importing sophisticated weapons or missiles. And more than 2,200 firefighters are trying to get a handle on a 14-square-mile wildfire west of Palm Springs, California, but they say it's changing too fast. Most of the damage happened late Monday and early Tuesday as the fire more than doubled in size, destroying vehicles, several homes, and other structures. More homes between Palm Springs and Hemet are being threatened. The fire is only 10% contained. News time is 8:13.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five-star roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In our funeral announcements, Vernon Schnack, age 73 of Walnut and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Vernon Schnack will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. James Jim Levi Jacobson, age 72 of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Jim Jacobson will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Laura Pardee, age 102 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Laura Pardee will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Maxine Butler, age 92 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A lunch in honor of Maxine Butler will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home's Community Room in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.